From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program recently collaborated with the United States Agency for International Development, Caribbean Clean Energy Program, to host 2 pilot household energy conservation workshops in the Greater Brownstone and Waterhouse communities. Stay with us to hear more on this week's edition of CSJP in 5. 60 women from the Greater Brownstone and Waterhouse communities recently participated in a workshop geared towards assisting persons from low-income households with understanding the value of energy conservation and efficiency. The workshop, held under a partnership between the United States Agency for International Development, USAID, Caribbean Clean Energy Program, and the Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP, also served to guide participants through practical measures that can reduce energy usage in their homes, save money for their family, and encourage knowledge sharing within their communities.
One of the things that they said that they found is that the average person don't understand how to read their electric bill. So they had contacted us and offered a partnership, which we agreed, and we selected 2 of our communities to be the pilot.
Gender specialist attached to the Citizen Security and Justice Program, Cordia Chambers Johnson. Mrs. Chambers Johnson says the agency welcomes the opportunity to partner with USAID, and the partnership is important in assisting the communities to strengthen their community governance capabilities.
They're very excited because many persons say that the highest bill that they pay is their electricity bill, and they'd want to see how best they can reduce their energy consumption to see some savings.
This initiative, implemented through the respective community development committees, is symbolic of what can be achieved once community groups collaborate for the common good of their communities. The participants from the Waterhouse community received LED bulbs as part of the energy conservation initiative.
CSJP built the Waterhouse Multipurpose Community Center with solar panels. So out of this workshop with Waterhouse, cars that will be going back to check out their solar system to get it up and running so that they can reduce their dependency on GPS.
The women who participated in the workshop are grateful for the opportunity, particularly in light of the high demands on their household income. They will now be able to implement cost-saving measures that should lead to them having more disposable income that can advance their family priorities, such as children's education, home improvement, among other things. Preston Stewart, a resident of the Greater Brownstone community, describes the workshop as amazing. She says, as a parent, it is important for her to save wherever she can in managing the household, and she has already started to see improvements. Ms. Stewart says despite the initial cost of the electricity inputs, she understands through examples provided at the workshop that they will be cost-effective in the long term. The workshops will be replicated across the island and are being rolled out as part of a wider community outreach initiative to aid the public with lowering residential energy consumption as one solution to reducing the country's energy dependence. CSJP will be extending its partnership with the program to roll out workshops in additional communities. CSJP supports this and similar interventions through funding from the Inter-American Development Bank, UK Department for International Development, and Global Affairs Canada. That's it for this week's program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Join us again next time for another edition of CSJP in 5.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.